All right, update. First of all, we had a roster change and adjustment. We waived cornerback Josh Moore, and we brought safety Jimmy Leonard off the PUP and onto the active. Injuries, Jason Hunter, tricep, Chris Cooper, forearm, Kevin Vickerson, concussion, Keith Brooking, hamstring, Bubba Caldwell, rib, Nate Irving, rib, Mike Muhammad, hamstring, Tyler Grisham, knee.
Extensive list.
Actually, it's not that bad.
Not bad?
No, not for training camp with 90 guys. Not all bad.
Just saying, yeah, it's part of it.
This,
at this point, you expect it all.
Oh, yeah, and, we've had a couple of serious, what I call, injuries, but for the most part, a lot of it's soft tissue-type injuries that hopefully you guys get healed up and get back in there.
John, you had to sign Jim without really getting a look at him, moving around. What
did
you think of him?
No, we actually did move him around. He came in for a workout when we brought him in. Obviously, there was a lot of evidence on tape of what he can do, and it was just a matter of him having a little time to heal, and we gave him that time.
He just said he didn't get a chance to show you what he could do. How you phrased it.
Well, I mean, he hasn't been out there in live practice yet. That's probably what he's referring to.
John, there was a column about suggesting you guys go to 3-4. Is that a notion?
Did Vince Lombardi come back and write that?
I'm curious.
Who wrote that?
Did Vince play a 3-4?
Not even Mike LaVos that wrote it.
I think everybody's entitled to their opinions, but I think we have some fairly proven defensive minds on our staff that we appreciate the suggestions, but I think we might know a little bit more.
You might. You sure you know more?
Anything else for the coach? Were you moving Robert Ayers around a little bit here today? Was that something new?
Probably. Really wouldn't want to comment on that for competitive reasons, but I think a lot of our guys have some flexibility. We do move them around, so we have some flexibility throughout the season.
Coach, is the third preseason game the most important preseason game when it comes to the starters and finding out where you are?
Well, they're all important, equally. I think the only thing that's most important is the regular season because they actually keep track of that and it means something. These are great opportunities for guys because they get a chance to earn a job in the NFL or improve themselves in the NFL. So that's really the main objective of preseason games and, implement your systems, offense, defense, and special teams and, see who the best 53 are.